Kuf Ches Chedrin, 17th of November, Rabbi Uri Deutsch, Parsha Theme.
The Pasuk, which perhaps is the focal point of the episode of the Brachos, which Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, is the pasuk of Vayoymer HaKoyol Koyol Yaakov V'Hayodayim Yedei Esav. The Kli Yakar makes the diuk in the pasuk, and he asks, why is it that Yitzchak Avinu said HaKoyol Koyol Yaakov V'Hayodayim Yedei Esav? It would have been sufficient to have said HaKoyol Shel Yaakov V'Hayodayim Shel Esav. What's the reason why Yitzchak repeated HaKoyol Koyol Yaakov V'Hayodayim Yedei Esav? This is the question which the Kli Yakar asks. And the Kli Yakar answers, he says, were Yitzchak to have said HaKoyol Shel Yaakov V'Hayodayim Shel Esav, he says that would have been mashma, and then the understanding of that would have been shehu shofat mitzad hakoyol shezeh vada Yaakov. That means he would be stating that based on identifying the person in front of him according to the characteristics of his voice, then he would have said that for certainty the person in front of him is Yaakov. Umitzad hayodayim, and on the other hand, based on the hands, shezeh vaday Esav, that this is certainly Esav. Says the Kli Yakar, v'zeh dover nimna. He said, making that statement would be saying something which would be impossible. The same person cannot be at the same time certainly Yaakov and certainly Esav. But he says, bir ha'inyan kachu, what Yitzchak was saying was the following. Hakoil doime lekoil shel Yaakov. The voice is similar to that of Yaakov, and therefore it may be someone else who is impersonating Yaakov. And on the other hand, he said, the Yodayim are similar to the Yodayim of Esav, and perhaps it's Yaakov who's attempting to impersonate Esav. So he says, when the Pasuk uses the Lashon, when Yitzchak used the Lashon, V'hayodayim yedei Esav, which would seem to say, and the hands are the hands of Esav, he says, it doesn't mean and, it means or. He says, for example, he brings a pasuk in Shmois, Maka oviv v'imoy, mois yumos. It doesn't mean and his mother, one doesn't have to be Maka both in order to be chayev miso, it means or. Kach omar, oi hayodayim doimim la'esav. So the Kli Yakar says that the implication of HaKoyol Kol Yaakov wasn't saying that the voice is certainly that of Yaakov and the hands are certainly that of Esav, but Yitzchak had a suffix who it was, and he said the voice seems to be that of Yaakov, the hands seems to be those of Esav, and now Yitzchak had a suffix, was it Yaakov impersonating Esav or Esav impersonating Yaakov? Then the Kli Yakar suggests a third option, that perhaps it was even a third person, neither Yaakov nor Esav, who was trying to impersonate. And then he says, Ulasoiv shofat Yitzchak besichloi shahayodayim machriyim yoiser min hakoyal. Therefore Yitzchak must have made, says the Kli Yakar, a calculation, and that the characteristics of the hands of the person standing in front of him somehow were more of a determinant than the koyal. That's the way the Kli Yakar explains the pasuk. And he goes on to explain why Yitzchak decided that Yodayim are more of a determining factor than Koyel. We'll come back perhaps later to the actual explanation of the Kli Yakar. But we find in the Sefer Revid Hazov that the Revid Hazov says that were Yitzchak not to have this suffix, that the Yodayim seem to imply, to identify as Esav, and the Koyel to identify as Yaakov, then Koyel would have been a basis on which the person in front of him could have been identified as Yaakov. And he says that this, that Yitzchak would have identified the person standing in front of him based on the koil, implies a principle in halacha. And he references a Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara speaks about whether or not a suma, someone who is blind, is a valid shliach to deliver a get. So the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes was of the opinion that a suma cannot deliver a get because she'eino yodea miminoitloi u'miminoisloi. He cannot identify who the baal is, who the husband is who's delivering the get, neither can he identify the woman to whom he's giving the get. And Tosfos Afarot says, based on this principle, mikan mashma, from the fact that Rav Sheshes assumes that a suma, or is of the opinion that a suma is ineligible to deliver a get, that the procedure of get requires the tzorich sheyakir hashliach shezehu abal v'shemo zu ishtoi. That whenever a shliach delivers a get, he has to be able to positively be able to identify the baal who is requesting him to deliver the get, and the isha to whom the get is being delivered. Then Tosfos says, perhaps that's not a proof, perhaps only by suma, Rav Sheshes says that there's an ineligibility because he cannot identify the husband and the woman, because sheyochol lahat oisoi, because a suma who cannot see could easier be tricked into giving the get or giving the get to someone to whom the get is not intended. V'yesh lochush yoisei. Be that as it may, Rav Sheshes is of the opinion that a suma is not eligible to give a get. Maskifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef disagrees with Rav Sheshes' opinion, and he says, Heyoch suma mutar be'ishtar. How is a person who is blind allowed to have relations with his wife? Perhaps the woman is someone else, and he's being nichshal in Eshesish. The Gemara goes on, Heyoch b'nei odom mutar b'nesheseihem balayla. In the time of the Gemara, when there wasn't light at night, how can any person be certain that his isha is his isha and not an eshes ish? Elo b'tvius eino dekola. So Rabbi Yosef establishes a principle that there is something called tvius ayin based on koil, which means the basic principle of tvius ayin, as we'll see in a moment, means that a person can identify an object or another person based on tvius ayin. So Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Tzadik Vav, and we'll return to that sugi in a moment, says that there is a simple way of identifying a person by which I look at someone I know and I know immediately who it is. Instinctively, I can identify the person. That's not the Tvias Ayin that we're referring to in the principle of Tvias Ein Adakala. That, Tosfos says, is called Tvias Ayin Gomur, which is the way any person identifies someone who they're familiar with. There's something called tvius ayin of a lower daraga, where the person cannot instinctively say, that's so-and-so, or this is this object, but based on tvius ayin, based on certain familiar characteristics, he can then say, because of the way this looks to me, this is so-and-so, or this is this and this object, as we'll see.
So, she made a mistake at night.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. We'll come back to your point. Yeah, that's excellent. That's going to be the purpose of our discussion. So, what Rav Yosef is proposing in the Gemara and Gittin, and the Halacha follows this, that in the same way as there can be a tvias ayin, a visual tvias ayin, there can be a tvias ayin based on recognition of voice. And he proves that from suma mutar b'ishtoi and b'nei odom mutorim b'nei sheseihem balayla. Therefore, says the Ravid Hazal, were Yitzchok not to have been placed in this sofik, as the Kliyokar says, that the koil on the one hand implies Yaakov and the Odaim on the other hand imply Esav, then koil itself would have been a way to positively identify the person in front of him as being Yaakov.
Esav.
as being Yaakov. The koil would have said Yaakov, a koil kol Yaakov. Says the Ravid Azov, however, and this is his Loshen, he says the Odayim, the fact that the Odayim seemed to be a Dei Esav, was shoiver es hakoil. It broke, it dismissed the assumption which Yitzchak would have been able to make based on koyos. Now we don't find, and we'll come back to the Kliokar in a moment, we don't find a clear explanation in the Ravid Hazor, why is it that in fact Yitzchak finally dismissed the Tvias Ayin of Koyel in favor of the Tvias Ayin of Yodayin?
Didn't you say that Sumo is worse? You said that Sumo is worse.
Because Yochol HaToysa.
Because Yochol HaToysa, yes. Yitzchak was a Sumo.
So
therefore he couldn't rely on Kolo. Even if he could establish by Kolo, he thought. But because of Yochol HaToysa, he couldn't rely on that, like you can't be a Shliach.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. We'll come back to that. So, it's interesting that we find the Tshuva in the Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov. It's on the Mechaber of the Chok Yaakov and Hilchas Pesach and the Teres HaShlomim on Hilchas Nido, where he's discussing a case of being able to identify the husband of an Aguna based on Tvias Eino de Kolo. The case that he's discussing is that Le'olenu, there was a Yid who was traveling on a road, and he was attacked by a group of soldiers. And there was another group of Yidden traveling on the road a distance from him. And they could not see what was happening to the Yid ahead of them, but they could hear him pleading for his life. And they understood from his cries that Lo'aleinu, he was killed by the group. But they were not able to see the actual death, or to identify the body afterwards. And the reason why is because they escaped. Shvus Yaakov describes in detail why it was like that. In short, they were coming to be meyid that Ploini was killed based on the fact that they heard his voice clearly and knew him well, but never actually saw him meis mushkov. So the Shvus Yaakov references an earlier tshuva from the Avodas HaGershuni. The Avodas HaGershuni discusses an entirely different case, but the principle and that's at the heart of the Shaila is really the same. He describes a case where there were two brothers, and who had separated when they were very young. One brother remained at home, and the other brother went to the Medina Sayon. Eventually, their father died, and the brother Medina Sayom came back to claim half of the Yerusha. Now, Adim couldn't identify him positively as that brother who had left, because in the intervening years, he had clearly changed. According to Sefer Shuni, quotes the famous Rashi, Yotza Beloi Chasim HaZokon, and he returned with a Chasim HaZokon. They couldn't identify him. But what they could say is that his voice was the same as the voice that they remembered of the brother who had left.
If he was so young when he's older, the voice also changed.
Yes, possibly, but that was the Metzias. The Adim Kanira were confident that that didn't change.
Not only the voice, it's also probably manner of speaking.
Very possibly, yes, maybe intonation. But they were confident that there was Tvias Ein of the Kodah. So it says the Avodas HaGershuni that based on this Gemara of Sumo Heach Mutter Be'ishtoi and how Mutter Ben Shesayim Balayla, Tvias Ein of the Kodah would seem to be a valid way to identify this brother as the brother, and he's eligible for Yerusha. Says the Avodas HaGershuni that there may be a difference between the basic principle of Suma Mutar B'Ishtoi and this case. Oh, we'll see about Isser Mamon. It's an excellent point, and we'll come back to Abezu Hashem. But he says the following. The Avodas HaGershuni says, is one of his suggestions, that there's a difference between where there's a Reyusa or where there is no Reyusa. He says, in the case of Suma, there is nothing causing us to doubt that this is an Ishtoi. There's nothing countering the Tvias Ein of the Kolah. In this case, though, the Edom are presenting to Beis Din a confusing picture. On the other hand, on one hand, Tvias Ein of the Kolah says that the Edom remember him as the as the brother. On the other hand, based on other physical characteristics, he looks like he's someone else. So other achronim, in Shvus Yaakov among them, that shouldn't be considered a reisa because the passage of time makes a person look different. So maybe that shouldn't be reisa, but that Avodah Zarah surely assumes it's reisa. And therefore he says, in this case, the tvias eino de kolo has a reisa. There is something causing us to doubt. There's something undermining the tvias eino de kolo. Zot de Shvus Yaakov, I have a raya that the Avodah Zarah Gershuni is correct, that tvias eino de kolo cannot be a basis to determine identity where there's a reisa. And he says, Mikra Molehu. Yitzchak said, Hakoil kol Yaakov, v'hayodayim yedei Esav. He says this Shus Yaakov, the same as the Ravid Azov, that Hakoil kol Yaakov would have been a reason to identify Yaakov as Yaakov, but hayodayim yedei Esav, that's reisa. So the Shus Yaakov gets us at least to that point that halachically, so to speak, what was present here in what Yitzchak saw was a tvias eino de kolo, countered by a reisa. But ultimately, Yitzchak, when giving the brachas, must have made a positive determination that Yodayim is a reason to identify him as Esav, countering the tvias eino de kolo. So we don't know why is it that Yodayim counteracted the tvias eino de kolo. What is the halachic classification of Yodayim Yodei Esav? So we find another Gemara, in one other place, where the Gemara discusses this principle of Suma Heyach Mutar B'Ishtar. And that's a Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Vav, where the Gemara is discussing identifying something based on Simon. In the case of Bosor Shenis Alim in Ayin, that's a subject of the Gemara, and someone wants to then identify a piece of meat that it's kosher based on simonim. So the Gemara has a discussion how simonim are valid relative to tvias ayin. How does simonim rank relative to tvias ayin? So the Gemara says that tvias ayin is superior to simonim. As a method of determining the identity of an object or a person, it's superior to Simon. And the Gemara bases its discussion on the validity of Tvias Ayin based on Tvias Ein of the Kolah, once again invoking that Svara of Rabbi Yosef of Sumo Hayach Mutar Be'ishtar. Then the Gemara goes on to say the following. The Gemara goes on to bring a proof that Tvias Ayin is superior to Simon. And the Gemara says the following. Teda. De'ilu osu betray va'omri. If two edim came and they said, Planya dehai simone v'hai simone kotal nafsha. So-and-so who we can identify by these and such simonim, killed. The Gemara says, Loi katlinonle. We do not kill him. Ve'ilu omri. If the same two edim would have said, Islam tvios eino begavei, we can identify him based on certain characteristics, not simonim, that's something which is tvias ayin, like we said before. We can look at him and say, based on such and such characteristics, he is so and so. In that case, says the Gemara, we can kill him. So the Gemara is establishing that besides tvias ayin de kolo, there's something called tvias ayin, where a person can identify, two edim can identify someone else, based on something called tvias ayin.
Isn't it talking
about That's where Hashabbos Aveda, yes. That's why Hashabbos Aveda, and that case it says is a tvias eino, what he claims, not just that I recognize it's mine, but I know for certain it's mine. No, so that's why I said in the introduction, and I appreciate that you brought that up again, because I should repeat it, that we've said in the introduction that the tvias ayin that we're talking about over here, there are two levels of tvias ayin. There's tvias ayin where a person says, which is Talmud Chacham by Hashabbos Aveda, that he says, I know this is mine for certainty. Not based on a certain characteristics, but just he says, I know it's mine. That is enough to allow, and by Edim, this is not the discussion of the Gemara. Here we're discussing tvias eino of a category lower, so to speak, which is that he can't just say, I know this is mine for certainty just by looking at it, but he identifies it with certain characteristics, but they are more inherent, as we'll see, than Simon. So, following through based on this Gemara, Yodai Miyadei Esav would seem to be a Tvias Ayin Begufoi. Like two Edim will say, we know it was plainly because he had certain characteristics. Tvias Ayin Begufoi would be the correct halachic classification of Yodai Miyadei Esav. So if you put together what we have now, Yitzchak was faced with a suffix, so to speak, where the Tvias Ayin of Islam Tvias Eino Begavei, he has a Tvias Ayin in the person standing in front of him, based on his guf, is superior to Tvias Ayin of a Koel. And the question is, why should that be so? The Gemara in Chulin that we just saw seems to equate the two of them. The Gemara says, how do we know that Tvias Ayin is valid to an even greater extent than Simonim? Says the Gemara, one, because it's matter sumo be'ishtai, and two, because we see that Tvias Ayin is superior to Simonim in the case of Eidos. So in the same discussion, the Gemara brings, and seemingly has identical principles, Tvias Ayin of Koil and Tvias Ayin in a Gufa. So why should it then be that Tvias Ayin of a Gufa should be superior to Tvias Ayin of a Koil? Now perhaps the answer lies in a discussion that we find in the Ketos HaChoshen. The Ketos HaChoshen discusses this question about whether Tvias Ayin of Koil is a valid basis for Eidos. Could Eidim say testimony based on Tvias Ayin of the Koil? So we saw before that both the Avodas HaGershuni and the Shvus Yaakov assumed that one can use Tvias Ayin of the Koil to establish Eidos. The Shvus Yaakov wanted to use it to be Matir and Aguna, where the Eidim just heard by voice that he was killed, and Avodas HaGershuni wanted to use voice as a means to identify a brother who then was eligible for Yerusha. The basis of that, both of them say, is this Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara compares Tvias Ayin of the Koil of a Suma to Tvias Ayin of two Eidim who are saying, Ployni killed Ployni. Zodak Tzayis HaChoshen, I have a Gemafurish Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to say that one cannot use Tvias Ayin the Koil as a basis of Eidos. What's the Gemara? So he says there's a Gemara that speaks about how we can trap a Mesis into committing an act of being Mesis without him realizing that he is being trapped, and so we can be Mechayev him. So the Gemara says, what do we do? So the Gemara says on Sanhedrin of Samech Dalet, there's a device which is called Hachmonas Eidim. What we do is we hide Eidim where the Mesis cannot see them, and then we induce him to perform the act of Mesis, and the Eidim see him. If you'd be aware of Eidim, he would never do it. We are Machmin Eidim, we hide the Eidim. So the Gemara says, how do we do it? Ketzam Oysimoy, Madlikim Es Haner Babayis Hapnimi. We put on light. We put light in the inside room. And we put Eidim in an outer room. That they, presumably through a hole in the wall, through a keyhole, they can see him and hear his voice, but he cannot see them. Says the Ketos HaChoshen, and Rashi is already medayek this in the Gemara, that it's not sufficient for the Eidim just to hear him saying the words, which would be prove him guilty of being a Mesis, but the Eidim actually have to be able to see the person who is speaking. Asks the Ketos HaChoshen, if Tvias Ayin is sufficient basis for Eidos, because the Gemara in Chulin seems to compare Tvias Ayin of two Eidim saying Ployni, we're makir b'tvias ayin, and you can kill him based on that Eidos, and the Gemara considers that equivalent to the tvias ayin of sumo be'ishtoi, so why shouldn't the tvias ayin of the koil be sufficient basis for Eidos, like tvias ayin of pleini kota pleini? Zodak Tzayis HaChoshen, what we're forced to say is, and he brings, and this seems to be mefurish in the Yad Ramah, one of the Rishonim in Sanhedrin, that there's a difference between, and this goes to the question that someone asked before, that there's a difference between Tvias Ayin in a case of Momoin and dinei nefashos, and in the case of Issa. So the Ketosa Choshen says, if you look carefully at the Lashon of Rashi in Sanhedrin, Rashi says that the reason why you cannot just rely on Shmir and Tfiyas Ayin the Koil is because the Mesis might say, Lav Ano Havoi. It wasn't me. Says the Ketosa Choshen, that principle that he could say, Lav Ano Havoi, is true in Momoim, and is true in Dinei Nefashos. The Gemara in Chulin only intended the use of Tfiyas Ayin the Koil in a case where of Isurim, like the equivalent of a person using Tvias Ayin to identify a piece of Basar, if it's kosher or otherwise, so too to use Tvias Ayin to be Mutar Be'ishtoi, which is a question of Isurim. But where it comes to Momoin or Nefashois, there Tvias Ayin on the Kolo is no longer admissible. That's the principle that the Ketosa Choshen establishes.
Because the Eshetish is not Nefashois?
It's not. No, we're not talking about being mechayev, we're just discussing whether or not the bia is mutter. The nafkimino afterwards about maybe if you would be baal ishas ishi binerek is not the focus of the Gemara. The Gemara is just discussing whether or not she's muteris or asura as a sofer. That says the Ketosa Choshen is isur. Now, the Ketosa Choshen seems to be basing that on this claim of demotzi omar lava no havoi, it wasn't me, which seems to be, according to the Ketosa Choshen, that inherently to be as ein of the kolah can be flawed. There's a limitation in Tvias Ayin of the Kolah. But Tvias Ayin of a Guf doesn't have that limitation. In which case, we then have a clear understanding of why Yitzchak determined that Yodayim Yedei Esav is superior to Hakoyel Kol Yaakov. Because even though the Gemara in Chulin seems to say Tvias Ayin of the Kolah and Tvias Ayin of a Gufoi are equivalent, says the Ketosa Choshen, we see from Mefurish Gemara in Sanhedrin that's not so. The Gemara only intends Tvias Ayin of the Kolah to be admissible in the case of Isurim. But in the case of Nefashos, we need Tvias Ayin Begufoi. So Yodayim Yedei Esav is Tvias Ayin Begufoi, and Tvias Ayin of the Kolah is inherently inferior to Tvias Ayin Begufoi. That would be one suggestion to explain why Yitzchak made the determination of Yodayim Yedei Esav as being superior to Hakol Kol Yaakov. But just to conclude with another possible suggestion, which really opens the fundamentals of the sugya of what the limitation of Tvias Ayin or the Kolah may be, as the sugya in Sanhedrin implies, and that is that the Nesivos Afanart disagrees with the Ketosa Choshen, and he says the sugya in Sanhedrin does not imply in any way that in the case of Momoin, Tvias Ayin or the Kolah will not be sufficient. The Nesiva says there's an entirely different principle at work here. And he says, what is it? He says, in the case of the Sugya and Sanhedrin, what's at stake is being mechayev someone, dinei nefashos. And he says, in the case of dinei nefashos, there is a halacha that Eidim actually have to see the full detail of the maisa on which they are being made. In the language of the Nesivos, that means it's not sufficient that the Eidim should be Eidei Yediyah, which means they present us with enough circumstantial evidence that we can infer what occurred, but they actually have to be Eidei Re'iyah, they have to see every detail. Says the Ketosa Choshen, that principle that one requires Eidei Re'iyah and not Eidei Yediyah is true only by Nefashos and not by Mamon. So we have a basic machloikes between the Ketosa and the Nesivos. Could you use Tvias Ayin of the Kolah in the case of Momon? The Ketosa Choshen says not, and the Nesiva says yes. The only limitation in Tvias Ayin is in the case of Dinei Nefashos. The Ketosa Choshen in the Meshoviv Nesiva counters the Nesiva, and he says that's not what the principle of Yediyah versus Re'iyah means. Yediyah versus Re'iyah means, says the Nesivos, that the entire evidence is entirely circumstantial. In other words, says the Nesivos, for example, the case, classic case, where there's someone in a room, and we know only one person walked into the room, and when that person walked out of the person he left in the room was dead. So if two Eidim watched the door, and they know only that person walked in, but they never actually saw the act of murder, that's called Yediyah without Re'iyah. Says the Ketosa Choshen, that means that at the time of the incident, nothing was seen. just by inference, the Edom can then present us a circumstance that would inevitably lead to that conclusion. Says the Ktos HaChoshen, but in the case of the Nesivos, where the Edom have to be Asein of the Kolo, they were identifying him at the time of the act. Just they didn't see him, they're identifying him based on Koyo. That's no comparison, that's no analogy to Re'iyah with the Adiyah without Re'iyah. What does the Nesivos hold? And here we conclude and we come to a fundamental principle. The Nesivos seems to understand that the limitation of Yediyah without Re'iyah is not because the Edim weren't present at the time when the act happened. It's because Eidos requires that the Edim address and give us facts about the very entities about which they're saying Eidos. They have to be able to identify completely the protagonists in whatever they're saying Eidos for. The reason why Koil is not considered Eidos is not because it's circumstantial, but because Koil is not identifying the body, the guf of the person himself. It's something external to him. By inference, I can relate the Koil to the person, but I haven't actually identified the guf of the person himself. Says the Nesivos, Koil is something more ancillary to the guf than the guf itself. That's why identifying based on Tvi'as Ayin is called Yediyah without Re'iyah. Re'iyah means the very act itself, and Yediyah means something that's more abstract from the act. That's why, says the Nesivos, Tvi'as Ayin is inferior to Simonim in the guf. Not because, like the Ktzoi says, because one is more flawed than the other, because Koil is more abstracted from the guf than Simonim in the guf itself. So if that's true, we have another way to explain why Yodayim Yedei Esav was superior to Koil Kol Yaakov. Because Koil ultimately is just Yediyah, says the Nesivos. It's something more removed. When I can identify the person himself, the Yodayim of the person, I'm identifying his actual guf. That's a superior identification of Hilchos Eidos than Koil. So to summarize, in the case of Tvi'as Ein of the Kolo, for Isurim, we have a Mufurisha Gemara that for Isurim, Tvi'as Ein of the Kolo is valid. For Momoin, it's a machloikis between the Ktzeis HaChoshen and the Nesivos. And in the case of Dinei Nefashos, the Nesivos and the Ktzeis HaChoshen would agree that Tvi'as Ein of the Kolo is valid. And the Avodas HaGeshuni and the Shus Yaakov would perhaps argue that it depends if there is a way or so or not. Thank you.